That was a good second and third set for me, of course, and a good hold in the first. Good attitude and mentality in the first set, of course. Then that gave me the possibility to play much better later on the match. And no, my feeling is tomorrow on Sunday I have a very difficult match against a player that is playing great. And I know I have to play at my best if I want to have chances. Good thing is I played a lot of good matches this clay court season. So Sunday is the day to give my best. It's the day to increase even a little bit more the level. I hope to be ready to do it. That's the goal.
Rafa, what was Del Potro doing so well in the first set that was making that difficult for you?
Yeah. Well, with his serve was so difficult. He was serving big and hitting very, very strong the first shot. So it was very difficult to stop that. And with my serve, of course, he was playing well, but it was a little bit more an issue that I was not serving that well and I was not creating spaces on the court. No, he was playing a little bit too comfortable in the first set. That's why I saved 6 break points in the first. So in every game that I served, I had problems. So when he's serving, he's not in my hands. When I am serving, should be in my hands. So Del Potro is an amazing player, and when he was serving, as I said before, no was not a big chance for me. But when I was serving, I gave it too many chances to him to hit the break. I was lucky or I don't know what to save all of them, and then was converted the important one.
Rafael, congratulations. You are here at home after so many years, after so many wins. How do you manage to be angry on yourself for just one wrong ball that you put on the ground?
Well, what?
How do you manage to be still angry on yourself if you are losing one ball?
You don't see me very often because I am not angry very often. No, I am in a positive way always on court. Today in the first set, for example, I was not playing great. He was suffering because he was playing better than me, I think, and I didn't put no one but face. No, I was just focused on trying to hold the situation and just trying to be positive on every point. No? And for me, the motivation to play here always is high, higher impossible. But for me, every tournament, no, I believe that there is chances, limited chances in your career. So when I had that chances, I just try to convert. Then you lose. But I gonna play with my highest passion and love for the game and for the sport to try to have success. I lost a lot of opportunities for injuries, and I know the years are going quick, so there is not 10 more chances to keep playing here. So I just enjoy the fact that I am here again.
Rafa, after you won, you said on centre court, and you've just told us again now that you love tennis. After all your achievements, what is it about tennis that you still love?
I love what I am doing. I love the competition. I love the sport. I can't say another thing, because if it's not that way, it's sure that I will not be here after I don't know how many years of career that I already had. I started with 16 on the tour, so I already 22, so it's a lot of years playing and doing the same things every year. But the only way to keep doing that and keep going on court every morning with the motivation to improve something is because you feel the game, no? You feel the sport, and you appreciate.
Rafa, with your incredible record here and on clay, if you had to step back and say, what gives you the most satisfaction in your play on the surface, the problem solving, the consistency, ability, what would you say?
It's very difficult to say one thing, I think, because I being honest, I really believe that is a combination of things that gives you the chance to be successful. No, of course, is a short phrase that combines a lot of things. No, physical, demanding, strategic, tactical, and of course, mental resistance. No, because is a short phrase that you need to fight. You can play aggressive, you can play defensive. The surface allows you to play different ways, and there is not only one way that you can be successful, like in another surface, that maybe on grass, if you cannot play defensive, you cannot have success playing defensive. Here you can play, you can have success playing too defensive, you will never have success, but at some moment you can play defensive and you can play offensive, and both things you can have success with both tactics. No, so I believe that the only thing that I am, or the most important thing, is I was able to be ready always to adapt my game, or to adapt myself to the new times always.
Rafa, for a good reason, they call you the King of Clay since so many years. 4 years ago, you played Dominic Thiem the first time here in Paris, and it was a clear thing. And now you played 9 times against him, and you have had your losses against him. Did you expect that this matchup would be a final one day here in Paris against Dominic?
4 years ago, I didn't know if I will be back in a final. So I can't think about that. I know he has a great potential. I know he is a great player, but I can't predict the future, and I can't predict myself if I can be in another final. So I cannot predict if he's gonna be in the final. No.
I meant on the way.
No, of course. When you, he's already for the third time in the 2 times in the semifinals, third time, first time in the final. No, it's already 3 years that he already is in the semifinals. And you know, when start the clay court season, that Dominic is one of these players that have the chance to win every tournament that he's playing, and maybe even more here in Roland Garros, because he's strong physically, he has the power. So of course, since 3-4 years ago, especially since 3 years ago, you see that he's one of the candidates, of course, to have success on clay, and meaning that you have success on clay, Roland Garros, it's normal that you have more.
You were down love 40 and 15-40 in two different games in the first set, and it's very hard to come back. Your stats show that you come back better than most people. How do you do it? Is it a matter of concentration, or what, to recover from something like that?
It's about everything. First thing, you need to still focus. That sometimes when you are low 40, you believe that you already lost the game. Then the normal thing is that you lose the game. So, of course, with low 40 and 15-40, normal thing, minimum you lose one of these two games. But today was not that case. I feel a little bit lucky for that. But for me, the only way to approach this is just think point by point. Just try to think about how to win the point of low 40, then the 15-40, and then when you are 30-40, you know that you are close to save it, because if you come back to deuce, the chances are better for you than for the opponent. So just thinking in a positive way, and just thinking that I have to hold. I can't give him the game. If he win the game, okay, but I will not give him. No, that's the only way for me to approach that tough moment.
Rafa, over here. If do you think that Dominic is right now in 2018 at this French Open, is he the toughest opponent you could have faced for you in the final?
He's in the final, and he had a tough draw. So, yes.
Yes, sorry. Rafa, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
What has worked for you when you've played Dominic in the past? What has the difference been, if you could sum that up?
Play well. it's true that I understand that everybody here, you are to write things, and I can say a lot of things, but the easiest answer and the real answer is play well. If I play well, I normally have my chances. If I don't play well, it will be almost impossible because I play against a player that he gonna play well. No, he's playing well. He had a great match today, good match the other day against Sasha. He's a player that will be a big challenge. So I can think about tactics, but you can do tactical things when you are playing well. If you are not playing well, it's very difficult to applicate a strategy. You know, so what I have to do is play my best. If I play my best, I believe that I can have my chances.